An appeal for the Madison School, March 25, 1908. I am acquainted with the necessities of the work being done by Brethren McGann and Sutherland at Madison, Tennessee, for the Lord has presented this matter clearly before me. In their efforts to build up the school at Berrien Springs, these brethren nearly sacrificed their lives. Those who took up the work of Emmanuel Missionary College after them had the benefit of their pioneer labors, and Brethren Sutherland and McGann began work in a new and more difficult field. Light has been given that a great work was to be done in and about Nashville. A printing plant was established there. This city was to hear the final gospel message to be given to the world. When Brethren Sutherland and McGann were looking for a place where a school might be established, they found the place where the school is now located. The price was moderate and the advantages were many. I was shown that we should secure the property for the school, and I advised them to look no farther. In their work at Madison, Brethren Sutherland and McGann and their associates have borne trial nobly. They have taught the students to raise their own crops, to build their own houses, and to care wisely for cattle and poultry. The students have been learning to become self-supporting, and a more important training than that they could not receive. Thus they have obtained a valuable educational for useful labor in missionary fields. There have been plenty of discouraging words spoken regarding the work at Madison, and compared with the importance of the work, very little help has been given. When I have heard words calculated to discourage the workers at Madison, I have felt it my duty to say to the workers there, "Have courage in the Lord and do your best." And in the results that have attended their efforts, the Lord has given evidence that His blessing has rested upon their labors. It has been demonstrated that at the Madison School an all-round education can be given that will fit the students for efficient work in other fields. Now a modest sanitarium is being built and a more commodious school building. These are necessary to carry on aright the work of education. In the past, Brethren Sutherland and McGann have used their tact and ability in raising means for the work in other places. They have worked and planned for the good of the cause as a whole, and the time has now come when these faithful workers should receive from their brethren, the Lord's stewards, the means that they need to carry on successfully